All right, take your Bible tonight, if you will. Let's go to the book of 1 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles chapter 19. Man, I hope you had a good day and, you know, everything was just wonderful and you were jumping up and down for joy. And Brother Pike said that wasn't him. He had two teeth pulled today. So his jumping up and down was he didn't jump very high, all right? But that's all right. People always used to tell me it'll feel better when it quits hurting.
Amen.
So we're confident that'll be true, all right? So, all right, if you're there in 1 Chronicles chapter 19, 1 Chronicles 19, verse 13, I want you to look at that one verse. The Bible said there, be of good courage, and let us behave ourselves valiantly for our people and for the cities of our God, and let the Lord do that which is good in his sight. I want you to look at those words, let us behave ourselves valiantly. Let us behave ourselves valiantly. Now, I'm not going to go into all the details of what's happening in this chapter, all right? Just suffice it to say that Israel had found themselves in a major battle, all right? In a major battle. Most of their history has been fighting. You just start from the time God put, them there and the nation, there's been battle. They had the battle to take the land in Joshua's day. They've had the battle to keep it through David as he enlarged the kingdom. And then as those kings that followed Solomon, they had battles back and forth. And they're there today. They're still battling, all right? They're still battling. But in the course of that war, they found themselves trapped between the Ammonites on one side and the Syrians on the other side. So what Joab did, who was the leader of the armies of God, he split his forces into two groups, and he put himself as the head of one of those groups. He put his brother Abishai as the head of the other group. And then his plan was real simple. He said, now, if y'all under Abishai are fighting a battle and you find yourself needing a little help, we'll help you. But he said, on the other hand, if we're over here taking on this group and we find ourselves, needing a little help, y'all are going to come help us.
Right.
And nobody said anything about what would happen if they both needed help, all right? But he just said that was the plan. And after saying that, he came along and said, let us behave ourselves valiantly, all right? That was his words in seeking to encourage the people of God. He said those words. He said, let's behave ourselves valiantly for our people, for our people. Now, in our day, I believe the child of God finds himself in somewhat of a similar situation. Now, I'll tell you what, if you're a Bible believer, if you're a real Bible-believing Christian, you're in a minority.
Right.
You and I, as Bible believers, are in a minority, all right? Just plain and simple. We're surrounded by opponents, we're surrounded by enemies, and those that would live by the principles and precepts of the Word of God are viewed with suspicion.
Right.
And in some cases, even hatred, all right? At best, we're barely tolerated, okay? So it's a challenge. It's a challenge to be what we are. Now, I'm not encouraging to change what you are. I think you ought to be a Bible believer. I think we ought to believe His book. I think we ought to stand on what the Bible says. I don't think we ought to look around and say, well, let's try to get the majority. Well, we can do everything we can to win people to Christ and reach everybody we can with the gospel. But it's our job to take stand for God and do what God wants us to do. And with that said, I think the words of Joab are good for us. I just want to look at it for just a little bit. As they were good for Israel, I think they're good for us. Notice that, behave. Let's behave ourselves. When I was a kid, it was real common to hear such words. And I don't know how many times I was told, you behave yourself.
Amen.
You behave yourself, all right? Hey, people, folks knew what it was to behave.
Right.
You told somebody behave, you didn't have to go any further. They understood, you know. I'll be honest, I'm not sure people understand what those words mean today. I'm not sure the generation of today understands it, you know. When I heard those words, you said, well, what did it mean? Well, it meant straighten up. Do right. Act right. Quit fooling around. It covered a multitude of evil, all right? It just covered a lot of things. And the dictionary, though, if you go to it, the dictionary says that word behave means to act in a proper manner. Now, that's a good definition, but unfortunately, I think we've failed to teach a lot of people what is proper. People don't understand what is proper. You behave yourself properly. Well, what's that? How do you behave properly? And the problem today seems to be that folks don't realize, and I'm afraid this is true, folks, they don't realize how important it is that God's people behave as God's people.
Amen.
Quit fooling around.
Yes, sir.
Act like you are God's people. Hey, that's not too much to ask, is it? Just ask God's people, act like you belong to Him.
Amen.
Just act like you are what you claim you are, and act right, act like a child of God. As I said, just quit fooling around in life. We see professing Christians today involved in absolutely everything that the world loves.
That's right.
I mean, we see people that profess to be Christians, they curse just like the crowd that's not